You're listening to the Culture Builders Podcast, where we share thoughts, tools, and tips for leaders to improve relationships, raise standards, and grow personally. We're all about working to do better and to be better. You can learn more at thriveonchallenge.com. The greatest moment in sports you've never heard about, the John Landy story. When we think of the greatest moment in sports, we typically think of players scoring a game-winning goal, making the shot at the buzzer, or throwing the winning touchdown. It always ends in triumph and winning the big trophy or the gold medal. Yet, arguably one of the greatest moments in sports is a story in which no records were broken, nobody was crowned the best in the world, and honestly, the results didn't matter. It's the story of one of Australia's greatest long-distance runners named John Landy. Now, you likely have never heard of John Landy, but if you know anything about the history of track and field, then you might have heard of Roger Bannister. Bannister's popularity and renown over the years has only grown because on May 6, 1954, he did what many believed was humanly impossible. Bannister became the first person to break the four-minute mile. It was only 1 month later in June when John Landy would become the second person to break the four-minute mile. And only 2 months later, Landy and Bannister would race in what was called the Miracle Mile at the British Empire and Commonwealth Games. This historic race featured the two fastest milers in the history of the world. It was the race of the century, with over 100 million people listening and watching this race across the world. That's bigger than the Super Bowl. Now, Landy led nearly the entire race, but on the final turn of the last lap, as Landy looked over his left shoulder to gauge his position, Bannister passed him on the right. That very moment is enshrined to this day as a larger-than-life bronze statue, which still stands in Vancouver. Once again, Landy came in second to Bannister. I think it's hard for us to really imagine and understand how difficult this must have been for Landy. If he had only run the four-minute mile 1 month earlier, then he would have been remembered as the man who did the impossible, not Bannister. Had he only been 0.8 seconds faster, then he would have won the biggest race in the history of the world. Here's the amazing thing. It never fazed Landy. He would go on to say that he just kept focusing on running his best time. While many would say Bannister was superhuman as a runner, Landy's response in the coming years would be superhuman. Landy would be remembered for something even more special. It was in early 1956, in the final race of the Australian National Championship, which was also the qualifier for the 1956 Olympic Games, when Landy did the unthinkable. During the race, fellow Australian runner Ron Clark tripped on the heel of the runner in front of him, and he crashed to the ground. Landy, who was right behind Clark, tried to jump over him, but instead he dug the spikes of his shoe into Clark's shoulder. Now, in the blink of an eye, without hesitation, Landy stopped, turned around, and offered his hand to help Ron Clark up, even apologizing as he did so. Clark assured him that he was okay and urged Landy to continue running. In this brief moment of sportsmanship, Landy lost 8 seconds off his time, but with a lap and a half to go, he took off. He caught up to the remaining runners and somehow managed to come first with a time of 4 minutes and 4.2 seconds. Landy sacrificed a world record for the mile that day, and he also risked his spot at the 1956 Olympics, all for sportsmanship. In the Sun News the next day, sports writer Harry Gordon wrote an open letter to Landy as follows. It was a classic sporting gesture. It was a senseless piece of chivalry, but it will be remembered as one of the finest actions in the history of sport. In a nutshell, you sacrificed your chance of a world record to go to the aid of a fallen rival. And in pulling up, trotting back to Ron Clark, muttering sorry, and deciding to chase the field, you achieved much more than any world record. A lot of people are wondering why you pulled him up. The truth is, of course, that you didn't think about it. It was the instinctive action of a man whose mate is in trouble. In the record books, it will look like a very ordinary run for these days. That moment on March 11, 1956 is still remembered to this day. A larger-than-life sculpture called Sportsmanship was erected outside of Olympic Park in Melbourne to memorialize it. Landy's story is uncommon. Far too often we see athletes caught up in cheating scandals to reach the top. They look to bend the rules at any chance they get, or they are too eager to trample on others to get to the top. Nobody would have even batted an eye if Landy had just kept running. Nobody expected him to turn around and help Clark. There was no rule or precedent for such an act of sportsmanship. It was an uncommon act. And in the end, Landy didn't even like the attention he got from it. He felt that it didn't warrant a fuss, and it wasn't anything significant, even though nobody ever let him forget it as long as he lived. And rightly so. Landy's example should never be forgotten, because that type of integrity in sports is lacking now more than ever. We need more statues, more highlight reels, and more recognition of our athletes' character, not their accomplishment. We don't need more dunks, home runs, touchdowns, or goals scored. We don't need more world records. We need more athletes of integrity. What do I mean by integrity? Integrity is choosing to live according to one's principles. It's behaving in alignment with a set of values. Which principles and values, though? Ones that are morally good and have been crafted over time. The strength of someone's integrity is dependent upon three things. Number one, the strength of their principles and values. We strengthen our principles through experience, reflection, and study. We must work to understand what is good and just. John Landy has a strong moral compass. His life was not dedicated to serving himself, but instead he focused on serving and helping others. In 2001, he served as governor of Victoria, and over his life, he built a legacy far greater than any sporting accomplishment. He built a legacy on serving others. Number two, the strength to live according to their principles, even when they don't feel like it. Sometimes circumstances present challenges and obstacles that make it difficult to live by one's principles. Landy experienced setback after setback, being the second man to break the 4-minute mile, losing the miracle mile to Bannister. It would have been easy to get caught in the trap of feeling like he had to win to finally prove himself. Just think of all the justifications that other athletes would have made in this situation so they could set a world record and pursue the Olympic gold medal. Even in one of the biggest races of the year with so much to lose, Landy didn't lose his sense of right and wrong. He chose to live by his principles. Number three, the ability to make decisions without hesitation. You must realize that there is no other way to live than according to your principles. Landy didn't just make this one good choice. He made thousands of other good choices before Clark hit the ground, and he continued to make thousands of other good choices. Character comes from habit. That is, from what we repeatedly do. Landy didn't think that helping Clark up was a big deal because it wasn't even a conscious decision on his part. Landy simply didn't think there was any other way to live his life. So, how can we have superhuman integrity like John Landy? First, know your principles. Be clear about who you want to be and how you want to be remembered. Never stop exploring and refining your belief system. Secondly, live by those principles, not by your feelings or circumstances. So often the hard thing and the right thing are the same thing. Make the right decision, even when it's the hard decision. Thirdly, repeatedly make the right decision, both when it's easy and when it's hard. You know from any sport that repetition helps build skill, but if you want to get really strong in a skill, then you must do reps under pressure. Just think about lifting weights. You must continuously add weight to strengthen your muscles. Character is no different. It's not enough to make the right decisions when it's easy. We need to make the right decision when it's hard, and we must do it consistently. This is why sports are such an important training ground for our character, because we are constantly being tested and pushed. Our character is being trained and shaped, but how are we shaping it? Never forget the story of John Landy. He taught us to never forget that we are what we repeatedly do. We need to know our principles, and we need to live by our principles, regardless of our circumstances. That's living with integrity. Now go get some reps. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with some coaches, maybe share it with your players, but also be sure to check out my book, Calling Up, Discovering Your Journey to Transformational Leadership, if you haven't already. I've got a lot of coaches out there that are reading this with their teams this season and really trying to unpack some of these leadership principles as a team, as a group, and having some discussion around that. So check it out, Calling Up, Discovering Your Journey to Transformational Leadership.